Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 12, Text 8. Canto 7, Chapter 12 is entitled The Perfect Society, Four Spiritual Classes. Kesha Prasadano Marga Snapana Bhyarjana Dikam Guru Stribhir Yuvatibir Karayan Nadmano Yuva Snapana Bathing Abhyajana Adikam, massaging the body with oil and so on. Guru Stribir, by the wife of the spiritual master. Yuvatibir, very young. Karyat, should allow to do. Na, never. Atmanaha, for personal service. Yuva, if the student is a young man. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. If the wife of the spiritual master is young, and a young brahmachari should not allow her to care for his hair, massage his body with oil, or bathe him with affection like a mother. Please kindly repeat responsibly. If the wife of the spiritual master is young, a young brahmachari should not allow her to care for his hair, massage his body with oil, or bathe him with affection like a mother. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The relationship between the student or disciple and the wife of the spiritual master or teacher is like that between son and mother. A mother sometimes cares for her son by combing his hair, massaging his body with oil, or bathing him. Similarly, the wife of the teacher is also a mother, Guru Patni, and therefore she may also care for the disciple in a motherly way. If the wife of the teacher is a young woman, however, a young brahmachari should not allow such a mother to touch him. This is strictly prohibited. There are seven kinds of mothers: Atma Mata Guru Padni, Brahmani Raja Padnika, Denu Datri Tata Prithvi, Saptaita Matara Smritaha. These mothers are the original mother. These mothers are the original mother, the wife of the teacher or spiritual master, the wife of a Brahmana, the king's wife, the cow, the nurse, and Mother Earth. Unnecessary association with women, even with one's mother, sister, or daughter, is strictly prohibited. This is human civilization. A civilization that allows men to mix unrestrictedly with women is an animal civilization. In Kali Yuga, people are extremely liberal, but mixing with women and talking with them as equals actually constitutes an uncivilized way of life. Omagiana Temeridasia, Gianan Gana Shlakaya, Shakshuram Militam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manobistam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamahim, Dadati Swapadantikam, Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yukta Padakamalam, Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Patita Nampavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaura Twize Namaha Nityanando Fatutendur Vasuda Prana Valabaha Janavir Jivita Patir Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachirananda Purvarjaha Bhavum Mata Jagatrakta Rakta Gaura Kilevaraha Pancha Tatwamakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If the wife of the spiritual master is young, a young brahmachari should not allow her to care for his hair, massage his body with oil, or bathe him with affection like a mother. Mukam karoti vachalam pankum lagayate grim yat kripatama hanvande shri guru dinantaranam paramanam madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram Akanda mandala kram vyapta yena characharam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to do this seva. And first of all, before I say anything, I will request the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here this morning to extend their mercy, extend their stick of mercy to me so that I can say a few words that will be beneficial for my own spiritual progress and probably for the benefit of the audience, especially the sannyasis present and Srila Prabhupada disciples present. According to spiritual etiquette, one should not speak before his superiors. Yes? One should not speak before his superiors. Mariyada Vyatikrama. This is mentioned in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Vidura approached Uddhav, to receive spiritual knowledge. Uddhav, even though he's actually very intimate with Krishna, very close to Krishna, a dear devotee of Krishna, and he was right there when Krishna disappeared from the planet, but Uddhava declined. He declined to speak to Vidura. Why? Because Vidura is senior to him by all standards. And therefore, Uddhava referred him to Maitreya Muni. He said, go to Haridwar. Maitreya Muni is there. He was there when Krishna disappeared. And the message that is meant for you is with Maitreya Muni. So please go there. I'm not qualified to speak. But actually, spiritually speaking, Uddhava is superior to Maitreya Muni. Yes. But just observe that etiquette. Uddhava referred Vidura to Maitreya Muni. So speaking in front of superiors is considered an offense. But if the superiors order you, you can also refuse. If you refuse, it also becomes an offense. So Maharaj has ordered me to speak. And I have to speak, even in his presence. So please, kindly give me your mercy, extend your stick of mercy to this very fallen soul, degraded soul, so that I can say some things that will be beneficial to me and maybe the audience. Yesterday, His Grace Brijana Prabhu gave such a wonderful class. And as I was sitting in the class, I was thinking, what am I going to say the next day? If you place such an exalted personality on the seat to speak, everything else is taken care of. Jai Sisi Gaurinitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radhesham ki jai. So I was thinking like this, that how can I speak the next day when my superior on the platform of my spiritual master is speaking or has spoken? What else can I say? At the end of the lecture, he made a very important point that we should all feel very grateful to be in Vrindavan before Sri Krishna Balaram, before Sri Sri Radhesham Sundara, before Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. So, and I was just feeling how fortunate I am to be in Vrindavan. When he made that statement, I felt he was speaking to me. That in Vrindavan is a great fortune. Srila Prabhupada says that Vrindavan is his home. Mayapur is his place of worship. And Bombay is his office. So in Vrindavan is the home of Srila Prabhupada. Then how fortunate we are to be in Vrindavan. And also in the prayers of Lord Brahma, in the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavat, of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma makes a very significant statement. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. Nanda gopa vrajo kasham. Yan mitram paramanadam purna brahma sanatanam. Lord Brahma is saying, aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How fortunately, how great is the fortune of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the residents of Vrindavan. How great is the fortune of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the residents of Vrindavan. Why? Because the Supreme Brahman, Purna Brahma, the Supreme Brahman has become their friend, Yan Mitram. The Supreme Brahman, the ocean of all bliss, has become the friend of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the residents of Vrindavan. That is a great fortune of the residents of Vrindavan. So in other words, when we come to Vrindavan, we share in this good fortune of the Brijabasis. Coming to Vrindavan is going to the spiritual world. Actually, the scripture says that the spiritual world and Vrindavan, there's no difference. There is no difference. You say, whatever is manifested in Goloka Vrindavan is also present in Gokul. And whatever is present in Vaikuntha is also manifested in Dwaraka. And in fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, Krishna Siya Punatamata, that Krishna's uplands, they manifest accordingly. In Vrindavan, they are most completely manifested. In Mathura, they are more manifested. And in Dwaraka, they are completely manifested. So coming to Vrindavan is like going to the spiritual world. In fact, I describe how Vrindavan is like a 1,000 petal lotus flower. And on each of these lotus petals, there is a particular pastime going on every blessed day. Even though we do not have the qualification, we don't have the adhikar to witness these pastimes, but they are going on. When Srila Prabhupada was staying in Radha Damodara temple, Srila Prabhupada used to chant his japa late into the night. Sometimes up to 12 o'clock, sometimes up to 1 o'clock in the night. And Srila Prabhupada describes that sometimes after 12 midnight, the dogs will bark very loudly. But then after the barking of the dogs, Srila Prabhupada will hear Krishna's flute. He will hear Krishna's flute calling the gopis. So, Krishna's pastimes are going on in Vrindavan. Constantly going on in Vrindavan. So just by coming here, just by visiting Vrindavan, just by touching the dust of Vrindavan, our lives are becoming auspicious. Our material sojourn is coming to an end. That is the greatness of Vrindavan. So when His Grace, Brijana Prabhu, mentioned that we should all consider ourselves very fortunate to be in Vrindavan, I felt that strongly that He was speaking to me. So I'm very grateful for His message. Though I could not tell Him yesterday, but I think I can tell Him today. So coming to the verse of today, it says, if the wife of the spiritual master is young, a young brahmachari should not allow her to care for his hair, massage his body with oil, or bathe him with affection like a mother. So, there are seven mothers. Atma Mata, one's original mother, that has brought him into this world, that has given him this body. Then we have Guru Padni, the wife of the spiritual master. Then we have Brahmani, the wife of the Brahmana. Then we have Raja Padnika, that is the queen, wife of the king. Then Denur means a cow. And Dhatri means the maid servant or the nurse, one who takes care of the child. And then Prithvi means Mother Earth. So there are seven mothers who naturally care for the child. But here, there is a prohibition. And the prohibition is, if the spiritual master's wife is young and the brahmachari is young, he should not allow the spiritual master's wife, who is equal to his mother, to bathe him, comb his hair, and massage his body with oil. And furthermore, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that unnecessary association with women, even with one's own mother, sister, and daughter, is strictly prohibited. Then he says, this is human civilization. So one may ask a question, why such restrictions, even to the degree that one is prohibited from sitting on the same seat with his mother, sitting on the same seat with his sister, sitting on the same seat with his daughter? Why this prohibition? But it is said in the scripture, in fact, the very next verse to this, that the body of a man is like butter, and the body of a woman is like fire. If you want to protect the butter from melting, if you want the butter to remain hard and strong, then never bring it close to fire. As soon as that hard, solid butter is brought close to fire, it will melt. For spiritual purposes, for achieving the goal of life, one has to be very careful in how he associates or relates to the opposite sex. Whatever is referred here to the women is also applicable to the men. Just as one should not sit on the same seat with his daughter, with his mother, with his sister. Similarly, a woman should not sit on the same seat with his father, with his brother, or with his son. Because if you bring butter close to fire, it melts. Even such personalities like Brahmaji, in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma began to manifest living entities. And in the first woman he created, his own daughter, Brahma became attracted to his daughter and was running after the daughter for sex life. So, if Brahmanji, the greatest in the universe, the most intelligent living being in the universe, could be attracted to his own daughter, what to speak of us? Therefore, it is often said that prevention is better than cure. Better be careful than to be sorrowful. So therefore, the Vedic culture prohibits the mingling and mixing of men and women. Because the Vedic scripture is meant to liberate, is meant to free the living entity from material existence. Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas for the benefit of the living entity. Ananto Pakshamam Shakshat Bhakti Yoga Adoksaje. Lokasya Vidyams Janato Chakre Samhitam Chakre Satvatam Samhitam. That the living entities are suffering in this material world. They are going through series of miseries which are superfluous to them. The living entity by nature is spiritual. The living entity belongs to the superior energy. But when the living entity accepts a material body, he begins to identify with the mind, with the intelligence, with the false ego, with the material body. And so he goes through miseries. So this misery is actually superfluous. It doesn't relate to the soul. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has compiled the very literature to liberate the living entity, to free the living entity from the shackles of material entanglement. Chakre Satvata Samhitam. So that to observe the Vedic culture, in order to get the full benefit of the Vedic knowledge, one has to be careful how he relates with the opposite sex. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exercise this principle. It is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was even a grihastha, when he was in a grihastha ashram, he would never joke with any woman. Even when he's meeting a lady on the road, he would switch to the other side of the road and give chance to the lady on the other side. And when he took sannyas, he was even more stricter. Female disciples were not allowed to come close to him to pay obeisances. They would pay obeisances far away. And he glorified his great devotee, Ramananda Raya. Said Ramananda Raya has conquered Cupid. He said only he could do it. Ramananda Raya was training the Devadasis, the young girls who dance for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. He was training them, and so he used to bathe them, rub oils on their body, show them how to dance. Yet, Ramananda Raya remained very fixed. He was never agitated even once. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Ramananda Raya by saying that he has vanquished Cupid, he has conquered Cupid. And he said only he could do it. He said, even me, as a sannyasi, when I see a wooden doll of a woman, the form of a woman, my mind is agitated. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking. What to speak of us, living entities? Very weak living entities. So, this is not an overstatement, because the living entity is naturally prone to material enjoyment. That is why we are here. It is said that a living entity has a choice to be controlled or dominated by the spiritual energy or dominated by the material energy. Therefore, the position of the living entity is tatastha. He is marginal. So when a living entity turns his face away from Krishna, he is captured by the material energy. And so we come into the material world with very high hopes. We come into the material world with intense desire to enjoy matter, to lord over material energy. And it is said that the highest material pleasure is sex life. So it is very easy for a living entity to be attracted to sex life. So on the path of self-realization, one has to be very careful. So therefore, these instructions are meant for our benefit. They are meant for our progress. In one paper, Srila Prabhupada writes that self-realization begins with giving up the desire of giving up lusty desires. So self-realization begins when a living entity voluntarily give up lusty desires. It's called hrit roga. Hrit rogam means the disease of the heart. The disease of the heart is lusty desires. And everyone in the material world has this disease. Lusty desires. So if one voluntarily gives up these lusty desires, then he can make progress very easily on the path back home, back to Godhead. And the whole program of Krishna consciousness is to help the living entity give up these lusty desires. Therefore, we should not provoke these lusty desires. If we mingle freely, then we are provoking these lusty desires. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says, self-realization means to understand I'm neither a woman nor a man. I'm a spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. And then he went on to say that self-realization also means to understand that a living entity is everywhere. Not only you respect human beings and do not respect other entities. Then he calls the verse Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Havini Gastini, that they self-realize Brahmana by virtue of true knowledge. He sees with equal vision a Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. So Srila Prabhupada says, if one is on this platform whereby he can not differentiate between bodies, then one can associate with anything without getting agitated. So therefore, this statement here is very important for all of us. And if we want to make progress back home, back to Godhead, then we must accept it and try as much as possible to observe these injunctions. It is for our own good. Hare Krishna. So we have some 4 minutes. Maybe somebody has some question or some comment. He's most welcome. Hare Krishna. Yes, I think the instruction here is if the spiritual master's wife is a young woman, if it's a young woman, then there shouldn't be that intimacy to the point of combing one's hair, bathing the body, massaging the body. But if she's an elderly lady, she is on the level of your own mother. And so, that motherly affection can be there. I think that is my understanding. That if the spiritual master, the spiritual master's wife, or our aunties, if they are young, then one should not be very close to them. One should not allow the body touch, contact with their body. But if they are elderly ladies, and they are offering some advice, they are offering us some assistance, then we should accept that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says, we are not prohibited from talking with the opposite sex. But we should talk with them in as much as Krishna consciousness is concerned. We should deal with them in as much as services are concerned. We should deal with them in as much as it will promote our Krishna consciousness. That is allowed. Anything else should be rejected. Actually, there is a statement by Madhvacharya. Srila Madhvacharya says that any activity that would benefit the soul should be accepted. And any activity that would entangle the soul, it should be rejected. Samavihitam karma. Any activity that would entangle the soul, it should be rejected. But any activity that would benefit the soul should be performed. And he says this is described as desirelessness. This is described as desirelessness. The living entity can never be desireless. But if our activities are directed towards the benefit of the soul, directed towards the pleasure of Krishna, that is also considered desirelessness. And that is actually the perfect desirelessness. Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. I know you understand it yourself. You're just asking on the for the benefit of the others. Thank you very much. So, yeah, this statement could be misinterpreted. Yes. Somebody can misinterpret the whole statement that these Hare Krishna people are very sentimental, they're very fanatical. How can you say that a daughter should not sit on the same seat with the father? How can you say a son should not sit on the same seat with the mother? These are fanatic statements. So, that is the point Maharaj is raising. So, the understanding should be that if the mother is old, or the father is old, there is little tendency to arouse lusty desires. There is a little tendency. But even then, there is an incident in history. It is described how Akbar asked his minister, his prime minister, Birbal, that when does lusty desires leave a man? And Birbal said, all right, my dear king, I will only answer your question after we have experienced it. So tomorrow morning, bring your young daughter. There is a very old man there who is dying. Let us take your young daughter and let us go to this old man dying. And then you observe for yourself. Then after that, I will answer your question. So the next morning, Akbar took his young daughter, very beautiful young daughter, and then along with Birbal, they went to see the dying old decrepit man. And when they entered the man's room, immediately, the old dying decrepit man, his focus was on the young girl. The dying man did not see the king. The dying man did not see Birbal. He only saw the young, beautiful girl. And Akbar noticed that. And so after that, Birbal said, "My dear king, have you got your answer?" He said, "Yes, I got my answer." That means lusty desires never leave until the last moment. Unless, of course, we are devotees. When one takes to Krishna consciousness, we are channeling our lusty desires to Krishna. Actually, it says, Krishna Prem is our original position. That was our original activity, loving Krishna. But when we come into the material world, this love of Godhead coming in touch with the most of passion is converted into lusty desires. And so in Krishna consciousness, we are trying to convert this lust into Krishna Prem. But for the non-devotees who do not have the opportunity to convert this lust into Krishna Prem, this lusty desires remains in them until the last moment. So therefore, it is not an overstatement by this, but if the father is old, the daughter has to take her. If the mother is old, the son has to take her. And if he has to sit on the same bed or the same chair in order to take care of the father, old father or old mother, it's allowed. So on this note, I would like to end the class. Thank you very much. Grand Rashimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.